AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we are here with you every Wednesday now from 4 to 5, talking about all things Waterfire and taking you behind the scenes and talking actually about all things great in Rhode Island, because we are a great little state with a lot of big things. We've had a little bit of a hiatus since our last full lighting, which was June 12th. And I'm here with my co-host, Barnaby Evans, the creator and artistic director of Waterfire. Hello, Barnaby.
Hello, Bronwyn. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Did you have a good Fourth?
We did have. I had a great Fourth.
Yeah?
We had a. It was. The weather was absolutely spectacular, wasn't it? It was just astonishing.
Yeah, I know.
Suddenly got a little more humid.
Well, you know, but we were all complaining throughout the whole winter how terrible it was. And I want to thank you. Last week I was off on vacation and you sat in for me and I heard the broadcast and it was fantastic. So thank you for that.
That was fun.
And the week before that, quickly, I wanted, we've got a great show coming up because our next full lighting, which a lot of people have been waiting for because of this big hiatus since June 12th, is coming up on July 18th. And there are so many incredible things to celebrate. Like 100 years of Navigant Credit Union. That's quite a milestone. And we're going to be talking to Gary Furtado, who is the CEO and or the chairman and president of Navigant. And they just do such amazing things here in Rhode Island with the community. And they chose us as one of the ways that they were going to celebrate their 100th anniversary. So we're going to talk about all that's going to be happening on July 18th, talk about what Navigant does in our community, what it's all about, where the name Navigant came from, and a lot more. But Barnaby, 2 weeks ago, when I was doing the show, you weren't here because you were off, and you were actually in Washington, D.C., and doing the NEA conference, right?
I was in Washington, D.C. I was at the National Endowment for the Arts for the National Arts Council, which meets three times a year, and they had asked me to join several other nationally recognized people to talk about the idea of festival in the city and how one can bring new life and new vision and new excitement and economic activity into cities. And it was a great time. We had dinner with Chairman Chu on Thursday night, and then we spent a really fabulous series of discussions and conversations, and then there were three presentations, and then all of us speakers were entirely upstaged by a really magical group of high school kids from Detroit who did a fantastic performance.
What did they do? Were they singing?
Oh, they did everything. They did Shakespeare. They did singing. They did poetry. They did sort of presentation of the vision of how they interact with schools and life. And I'm hoping we can have them come to Waterfire and do something. I was very
impressed.
No, they were so polished and so professional and so moving, and some of the music I've never heard before. I don't know if they worked to rearrange it. It was interesting music on top of that, but and then they went around and they asked their names, and I thought they were, you know, seniors about to go to college, and they were 15 and 16.
Yeah, that's really cool. So a lot of the focus then was kind of how the arts can create a placemaking, essentially.
And exactly, how can the National Endowment for the Arts sees Waterfire for the last 20 years as a really great signal and early example of creative placemaking and how one can change people's expectations, stimulate their imagination, and build economic activity in a big, big way.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we have done, a lot of arts groups do that, and I think it's really. Have you seen a shift in the last years as to how people perceive arts as an economic driver?
I have. There is now a international and a national discussion around this idea of creative placemaking, and it's something we've all thought about, but I don't think people have ever harnessed all the elements together and have them marching away in a coordinated fashion, and people are seeing that result.
Well, you know, good, and it's great to have you back, and, you know, and I hope we do see the people from the National Endowment for the Arts visiting our Riverside again.
We will. We saw, speaking of Navigant, on your history, we saw the arrival of Hermion this morning in the city of Newport, the recreation of the French vessel who brought the Marquis de Lafayette to France, which was a lot of the beginning of the French settlement, because many of those 6,000 soldiers stayed here in the Rhode Island area. And that vessel arrived in port at 12:05 today to a cannon at Fort Adams. So
the weather was nice? It held?
It was a little misty, and just after the Amiens entered the harbor, the clouds parted and the sun came out.
So talking about history, talking about economics, Gary Furtado, what a pleasure to have you here with us. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah, we're all excited. I've been excited since last year when I got a call from Tim Draper, who said to me, Bronwyn, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, and Navigant would really like to partner with WaterFire and share what we're doing with the community. So, Gary, first of all, I think, could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your history at Navigant?
About myself? Okay. So I am a Rhode Islander, born and raised in Warren, and actually still live in Warren, and been at Navigant Crediting for 37 years, a long time. As I mentioned, I guess no one else will hire me. I am a Bryant College grad and an accounting major. Came over to, we were called Credit Union Central Falls, right on Broad Street in Central Falls, and started out as an accounting and became president in 1987. So I've been president a long time also.
Wow, that's a long run.
Yes, it is.
It has been a great run, obviously, if you're
still
there.
Yes, been a great career.
That's also a great Rhode Island story. I think Bryant does a great job, and I think that's the sort of investment and the power of education to transform lives and build businesses and build communities, and that's the story of Navigant.
They do a very good job. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so it started at Central Falls Credit Union. Now, I'm just going to back up a little bit here and forgive my ignorance.
Okay.
But I did ask some other people in my office just to make sure that I wasn't the only person who didn't know the answer to this. It's Navigant Credit Union.
Correct.
What is the difference between a credit union and a bank, Gary?
Okay, so a credit union is membership owned. So if you have an account with a credit union, you are a member. Okay, whereas a bank, shareholders are the members. So the difference is we are very democratic, I guess they call it. Whereas if you have $1,000 in the credit union, you have one vote at our annual meeting. If I have $100 in the credit union, I have one vote at the annual meeting. So everyone is equal. Every member is equal with one vote.
This is going to sound strange. How many members does Navigant Credit?
We have about 65,000 members in Rhode Island.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we've been successful. About $1.5 billion in assets.
And so that's huge, isn't it?
We are the second largest credit in the state.
Yeah.
So in probably top 150 in the country, in the United States, out of maybe 8,000 credit unions.
And so let's go back to the history and Central Falls.
Okay.
So it started in Central Falls. Was called Central Falls Credit Union?
Well, let's back up. It started obviously 100 years ago, March 29th, 1915, at Notre Dame Parish. It was French Canadians had immigrated to Central Falls, were mill workers, and not unlike today, had difficulty with banking services. The immigrants had a tough time, so they started their own credit union. And it was called... excuse my really bad French, the Credit Union, the Central Falls, the Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Okay, then it got shortened to Credit Union Central Falls over time. And then, as you mentioned, we changed our name from Credit Union Central Falls to Navigant Credit Union in 2007, so just 8 years ago.
What was the impetus for that change?
We were and still are in Broad Street in Central Falls, is our only branch. 1995, we opened our first branch in Cumberland, started branching out. And then we realized that people had the impression that they had to either live or work in Central Falls to belong to the credit union, to do business with the credit union. So seeing that we were in a bunch of communities, we needed a name that didn't tie us to one town or city.
And Gary, I just want to clarify one thing, because sometimes when people hear members, they think that as a member of the public, they're not welcome to join the credit union.
Okay.
So you don't mean members in that sense. You provide banking services to the entire Rhode Island community,
correct,
and would love everyone to come in. And the advantage is you actually then an actual become sort of a member and co-manager of the bank so that you've got some say in what happens. Because sometimes members means sort
correct,
of,
yep. So good point, buddy. I appreciate that. We are open to membership. Anyone can join. Anyone in the state, anyone really anywhere can join the credit union. When you make your first transaction, technically $10 of your first transaction is considered one share. So you are a shareholder. Right. And you are then a member. Customer, member,
exactly.
Same type of thing.
But the idea of the credit union was that it was a community caring for its own, which meant it had a better understanding of your circumstances and your situation, and they were a little more responsive to you. And so it's got, I mean, I think of that, what's that great film we see at Christmas?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that sort of sense of what the banker we thought of in terms of the role of a bank in a community, and that's what the credit union is really all about, isn't it?
It really is. The credit union system is that. So as I mentioned back in 1915, where French-Canadian immigrants pooled their money together to help each other out. Mm-hmm. So people that had money put the money in the institution, and other people borrowed the money to buy houses in those days. So it's people helping people is the credit union mantra, and that's really what it is.
Yeah, and I noticed that you do a lot with the community and, again, with people. We're talking to Gary Furtado right now. We're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to find out why the name Navigant, because to me that's got such a – it means something to me, but I'll be curious to see why you chose Navigant as the name. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and we'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. A big thank you to our sponsor, National Grid, our underwriter, and also our sponsor, Lifetime Medical. They make this show possible, and they make it possible for us to have great conversations with people like the president of Navigant Bank. And again, celebrating their 100th anniversary all year long, but on July 18th at Water Fire, and we're here talking with Gary Furtado. And Gary, before we went to the break, we were talking about the name change from Central Falls Credit Union to Navigant. And so why Navigant?
Okay, so originally, as we mentioned, La Credit Union de Notre Dame de Central Falls, shortened to Credit Union Central Falls up until 2007, and then changed our name to Navigant Credit Union. So as I mentioned, we needed to have a name that didn't tie us to one community. Went out and hired a consulting firm, came in and pretty long process of about 6 months, coming up with name, interviewed staff, officers, board members, as what, you know, what we thought of ourselves and what we wanted to be. Came up with names. We kept going through the names, and his 20 names would show us what it would look like, push 10 aside, move on, keep doing that. And Navigant just kept making the last list. So it ended up in the last final vote of three came, it won, obviously. So Navigant Credit Union is our name. And interesting, after we picked it, we realized that it has a French connection to the name. Navigant is in some dictionaries in France that basically say that we are a leader and a guide, a navigant.
Excellent.
So it worked out perfect for us, almost by mistake.
Gotta love when that happens.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. So and you know, we do look at ourselves as a leader in the community. We look at ourselves as a guide to our members and our customers to help them in their life's financial journey. So so it's perfect. It's worked out very well for us.
Well, I know that you're very active in the community and a lot of the philanthropy and the community outreach, whether it's volunteering. I've seen Navigant volunteers all over the place doing things. And then, you know, going back to your home base, to Central Falls, which, as I think everybody knows, really fell on some hard times.
Yes,
our
yes.
Chocolateville, essentially. A lot of our mill towns did, right? Between Woonsocket and Pawtucket and Central Falls. And that being your home, I imagine that there's got to be some ties there that, you know, you've been there through the good and the bad, I would think.
You know, as you mentioned, it is a home. Even though our main offices are now in Smithfield, we do have our largest branch is still on Broad Street in Central Falls, and we're very proud of the city. And as you mentioned, yes, they've had the difficulties, but they're turning it around. They're coming out of it. They've got a very energetic new mayor and new council.
He's a great guy
and moving forward. But we've always been committed to the city. We continue to be. As part of our 100th anniversary, we just made a $50,000 donation to the educational system in Central Falls, where they're buying a building, converting it to some dorm rooms for students from Rhode Island College to student teach and tutor for Central Falls High School. So we're happy to be part of that. Been very involved in the Boy Scouts in Central Falls. We sponsor them quite a bit, and we're very proud of those young men. So we have continued to keep our hand and our checkbook in Central Falls.
Yeah, but I know. But even more than that, you've reached out even past that. I hear you do something with scholarships.
We had this was an exciting year for us. We've always given out scholarships, $10,000 a year normally, but this year we gave out 100 $1,000 scholarships to our members and their children. So it was an exciting year, exciting time to. You know, a little money to help them in their education.
And I think anything helps these days.
Yes, yes. You know? So
it does, but that's also a tie into what we were talking about your cycle of going to Bryant and learning a profession and becoming president of a bank.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, we had a very nice breakfast meeting last month, and we had about 75 of the students with their family came, so it was exciting. And boy, you know, going through the application/resumes/letters.
It's fascinating.
Boy, there are
a lot of bright kids out there that
have a bright future, and it's
got to be tough.
It was very tough to pick. Yes, it was. We had about 250 applications, had they narrowed down to 100. We could have given out 250 if we had enough of the money, but it was there's a lot of very energetic, intelligent, impressive children out there for sure.
There are. Yeah. And one of the great things about scholarship, which I think is a great way to pay back things, is that when they know they've got that standing there, they're working a little harder on the school, they're thinking about college, they're making those plans, and that has a huge knock-on effect of catalyzing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an incentive, isn't it?
It's an incentive, and it's a vote of confidence, and it's a sense that the community is behind them, and that really helps young people, particularly if they're the first generation going into college.
Right, right.
You know, which historically among the population of the French immigrants coming into Central Falls, many of those families would have been in that situation.
And we all know how much college costs these days, so every little bit helps.
It's insane. We've got a lot of interns, and when I hear about the debt that they are coming into school, it's like it's a house.
It's terrible.
Or more than a house, actually.
Yeah.
So tell me, Gary, I know this might be an odd question,
okay,
but what do you think? I mean, you've been with Central Falls Credit Union, now Navigant Credit Union, for 37 years. There's something about that must make one want to stay. What is it that are the defining points over those 37 years that have really kept you tied to that institution?
You know, I really think it's the mission of the credit union. I've people before me have done a great job. It's a very conservative, strong, stable, well-run institution that definitely has community ties, really believes in giving back to the community. As we say, we tell all our new employees and all our employees that, you know, the communities that we're in have been very good to us. We need to be very good to them. And that's what we live by. And it's been a very good career. I think I've kept that mission going. So it's been good.
And there have been a lot of changes as well with the technological advances that have...
This changes all the time. I mean, with new branches, so we're changing on ourselves, but also technology. With the future of banking is your smartphone, your iPhone, your that's the future of banking.
Now, do you think that's safe? I have to ask because
it's safe. It is definitely safe. I mean, you hear about computer hacks, but you as the consumer are covered, but it is safe. There's nothing to worry about.
That's good to know. I've been watching too much CSI Cyberspace
or whatever that is.
Got me a little scared. Mm-hmm. But let's get back.
But the point to make about that is, as a credit union that is focused on the local, you are entirely connected into the current technology and being able to use your smartphones and, the technology to protect the accounts. And that's something that you guys have actually, I think, gotten ahead of.
We work hard at it, but we have all the services that any other major banks and other credit unions have. So we're a full-service institution.
So from home loans to school loans to car loans to banking.
To banking, checking accounts, debit cards, internet banking, bill pay, you name it. So.
I mean, I think that's great. And again, how many branches do you have around?
We have 13 branches at the moment.
Okay, that's great for people to know. And they can go to Navigant Credit Union and see where they can go join.
Yes,
and
either go right online or give us a call.
So do you do wealth management,
home loans? We have a NCU Financial. You might have seen some of our signs on my billboard. We do have a wealth management in NCU Financial. Mm-hmm. But home loans have been our bread and butter for 100 years. We've been a big real estate lender forever. But we do all type of loans, car loans, personal loans, credit cards, you name it.
And do you find that the economy's turning?
I do. I do think that Rhode Island is going in the right direction.
That's great.
Not as fast as we would like it to be, but definitely coming out of the recession and moving in the right direction.
Okay, and now I'm going to ask you about this tagline that you have. You know, we're celebrating 100 years, but there's the other 100 years to come.
Right.
So what do you see in this 100 years to come?
You know, I've been asked quite a few times, so what would I like the next 100 years to be? Yeah. Very simple answer. I hope it's the same as the last 100. You know, I think we've done a good job, and I think we need to continue to do that good job of being, if we treat our employees like family, if we treat our members like family, and if we treat our communities well, we'll continue to be successful. So it's not rocket science.
No, it's the key to success, isn't it?
It's the key to success, yep.
Absolutely. It's all relationships.
Exactly.
And, and this is why on July 18th, which, again, you'll be sponsoring, I know we're doing a ring of fire with 100 torches representing those 100 years right in the basin.
Okay, great.
We are very excited to do. And
it's our signature event. I mean, the big event of the year is our water fire. We obviously support water fire. You guys are a Rhode Island institution, but also to give back to the community, give back to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, water fire, someone has to support it. Someone
Absolutely.
Has to. It's
and
a
we're
big production.
Very pleased to have Navigate Party.
So we're happy to do it. It's exciting for us.
All right. Now, so you've obviously been to water fire. Do
yes.
you have a favorite thing at water fire? Because there's the star field. There's just the fire.
No favorite thing. My wife and I like to eat at Cafe Nuovo and then walk around.
There you go.
So
there's a nod to Dimitri and Cafe
Nuovo.
Plug
to Dimitri, yeah.
That's one favorite thing right there.
There you go.
I can understand that.
Yep.
Have you ever been on the gondolas?
I have. I did have one. I had one ride one time.
All right.
Very interesting. I think too many people knew me when I was down there on the gondola. So.
So did you get to wave?
I got
like,
to wave.
Did you do the
yeah,
Queen's
yeah.
wave or the King's wave? But it's fun. People wave back.
They
you
do. They wave back. Yeah. They know you. They
but
know you.
That's
yeah.
the exciting thing is being in the center of it, isn't it? And
yes.
You can feel the energy.
Exciting is one way to put it. Yes, that's one way to one
you know,
word to use.
One thing that I don't know that we've had a chance to share with you because it's developed since we last saw you. But we have a Canadian film crew coming down from Montreal to film your water fire.
Wow.
On the 18th. And we've been going back and forth with them on the planning. And we ought to, you know, I think they're coming out of Montreal.
Okay.
So
should try to hook up that day.
Yeah. And they're going to be, it's for a show that's going to be, it's on Smithsonian Canada. It's mm-hmm. produced in Canada. It's shown around the world. And we're going to have your banners in the background for
great,
that. But
great.
We'll also have, we should have them actually come by your tent.
Okay, sure.
And just to say hi because they are coming down from Canada. And you know,
are they doing aerial as well, Barnaby?
They're going to be, it's a program that looks at, it's called America on the Edge. And it's mostly aerial photography of all of North America, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. They're featuring water fire. And they're going to be using drones, but not helicopters, for shooting
drones.
your night.
Drones and shooting. You shouldn't put those two words together.
No.
Filming.
Okay.
But, you know, that's what they're hoping to do.
As we talked about at the break, you should make sure you get that. You should recommend them to go to the Museum of Working Culture in Woonsocket. So, you know, I'll give them a plug. If anybody wants to know the history of the French Canadians coming down from Canada, the history of Credit Union Central Falls in Rhode Island, I mean, the Museum of Working Culture in downtown Woonsocket is a must-see.
Yeah.
Well,
must
and
see
Gary, I want to put a strong second on that because you're absolutely right. This museum is a gem.
Yes.
It is, for some reason, we just don't imagine that a Museum of Working Culture just sounds like it's going to be fascinating. But they have done a fantastic job. And Bronwyn, what is the ratty old building it's in? That
you know,
ratty old building? I'm not sure.
It's not a ratty old building anymore.
No, it's an old mill that has a connection to your family, doesn't it?
It does. My the Cavadons owned it, and the Cavadons are that was my nana
it's actually
and her family.
It's actually a beautiful brick building that they've completely renovated, and they've got great exhibitions and photographs. But it's all about the story of family,
right?
And of sisters growing up and cousins coming in to help work. It's got great stories, great photographs. I constantly recommend people go see it.
Yeah.
And it's we should have the hours here. In fact, we should invite them down.
Okay.
Oh, they'd love to come
talk
down. Yeah.
About what they've done there.
Ian,
because it
Ian
is
Conway.
Really
Ian enjoyable. Conway, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I know Ann and and it's been there for 20 years, hasn't it?
Oh, it could be. Well, how long?
It's been a while.
15 years.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really one of those most enjoyable museums in the state. And I'm not sure people sort of prejudge that you know, they're not sure that it would connect with them, but it connects with everybody.
It does. It definitely connects with Navigant. It is.
And with Central
where
Falls.
We
and
came with from, who
industrial
we are.
Mills. Yeah. Yep. And, but it, the thing that that I was so intrigued with, it's all about families.
Hmm. Yep.
You know, it's about families helping families. And and they tell the story in a way that you immediately feel how you connect into that. And it's, well, we'll get in touch with that.
My wife likes, they have a mock-up classroom with the nuns teaching the students. My wife is
French,
a Catholic school teacher,
French,
so she likes that.
The French nuns.
The French nuns, yep.
Yep. Well, Gary, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you, and
thank
we
you.
Are so excited that you chose to celebrate with Waterfire and our entire community. There's going to be a lot of people coming out to celebrate your 100th. And,
I hope so.
You know, and we'll put Navigant Credit Union's web address up on our website. Everyone check it out. I didn't realize that you did so much with home loans. And
you have some great old historical photographs. We should put those up on the website. Can we
Good.
Get those?
Yeah. Sure.
I
we'll
saw them in your
you.
Office. There were some really wonderful photographs of French-looking gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, Gary. But
thank you very much. I appreciate you inviting me here today, and I appreciate everything you do with Waterfire. It's a great Rhode Island institution, and we are very excited to be a small part of it. So thank
you're
you.
A big part
you're
of it,
well,
Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. When we come back, we are talking to Eric Handwerker from, yes, the Ocean State Sandwich Company, because we talk about all great things Rhode Island here on AM 7. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid, so a very big thank you to National Grid for making this show possible, as well as Lifetime Medical. Again, you just heard that great ad. They are hiring. What a phenomenal group of people. They're a Waterfire supporter, longtime Waterfire supporter, actually. And we had a great talk, Barnaby, didn't we, about July 18th. I think everyone's getting revved up. They've been missing Waterfire. I've been getting emails.
Well, I've been getting phone calls. You sit there working late in the night and people call up and said,
there's no Waterfire this weekend? Well, there will be one on July 18th. It's going to be really phenomenal, sponsored by Cox Communications, but again, also really celebrating this milestone anniversary of Navigant Credit Union. Great, great group, you know, an institution that does so much with our community. What a nice guy, Gary Furtado.
Great
Just
guy.
Phenomenal.
You know, we went up to their headquarters and had a good meeting as we prepared for this, and there's these wonderful photographs that we'll get up on the website of the founding of, when it was original, you know, Central Falls Credit Union, but now Navigant. I like the name Navigant. I think it works very well.
Well, you know, it conjures up something in your head, doesn't it? To me, it means leading the way.
Absolutely.
Kind of pushing you along.
Setting the standard, leading the way, and being there as a guide.
Absolutely. And, you know,